I announced this last week and I thought God was going to give me something different, but he didn't. So I'm going to break our series and give you what he gave me. Next week we'll go right back into the story of Joseph, but today he took me on a different trip. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Genesis. Instead of the 37th chapter, we're going to go before and go to the 22nd chapter. Genesis 22, we're going to read verses 1 through 2. But we're going to focus on the entire story, which is 1 through 12. Genesis 22, verses 1 and 2. I'm reading from the NIV translation, and it says, sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here am I, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as burnt offering on a mountain I will show you. Verse 1 once again, just reading a part of it. Sometime later God tested Abraham. I want to talk from this thought, it's only a test. It's only a test. It's only a test. Watching TV late at night, Lenny Williams said, watch TV till TV went off. And when you get in the middle of a good show, a commercial break come on, they used to have a thing that would come across the screen. It would be some alarms blaring. And when the alarms finished blaring, they would tell you, this is a test. Test of the emergency broadcast networks. We are testing to make sure that the emergency service is working. But they will tell you it's only a test. See, sometimes we had to realize that life wasn't wrapped up in everything that you had going on with you at the moment that you had it going on. Y'all remember when we was in school and you was in school and they gave you work after work, but then they'd give you a test. And you thought that your life was going to end if you didn't pass the test. Yeah. In life, it's always seeming as if you always got a test. It's always something. Sometimes the test looks like you getting a pink slip instead of a paycheck. Oh, y'all didn't come to hear me today. When you walk to your driveway and they driving away with your car that you ain't paid a note on. It's only a test. When that boo that you prayed for has made you boo-hoo. Y'all don't want to talk to me today. It's only a test. When the funeral has come and your reserved seat is on the front row and you having to say goodbye to somebody you thought you'd have but you failed, it is only a test. Abraham has been promised a son in his old age. Y'all, this was a miraculous birth. He still had the equipment to make it happen. But life had been beyond his expiration date. He had a wife that could not have children. Matter of fact, that when God told Abraham, I'm gonna bless you with a child, his wife said, lay with the maid. And gave him Ishmael. Later on, the wife conceived because God always worked in proper protocol. The wife conceived the child. Child gets old, and the wife gets mad and tells him, "Put him out." Her and the boy. I'm in the Bible, y'all. This, y'all thought baby mama drama started, but you. But Abraham had it way back in Genesis. He woke up like it was a normal morning, and Sarah looked at him and said, "She got to go. Her and the boy." Ishmael gets out and they send him away. Then Abraham wakes up another day. And it wasn't his wife with a story. It was God that says, "That promise I gave you, I want it back. Take the thing that you waited all your life for, the thing that you've held dearly, the thing that you thought you couldn't live without. Take that thing, the thing that you hold closely to you, the thing that you felt like I loved you because I gave you. Take that and give it away." Sacrifice him, 100-year-old Abraham. Take him and kill him as a burnt offering to me. It's only a test. Three things, I'm gonna get out of your way. I hope I ain't boring you this morning. First thing we learn from this text, if it's his promise, it's his plan.
That's good. Okay. All right.
If it's his promise, it's his plan. I know you have heard the voice of God in your life, and you trying to figure out why you dealing with what you dealing with and going through what you going through. But I came to tell somebody today, it ain't your problem. Oh, I know. We have so much at stake in somebody else's plan. You wasn't worried about it until he told you it was coming. You didn't care about it until the blessing was about to show up. You didn't care about holding on to the stuff. Some of us stress about stuff we thought we never could get. When you was in that apartment, you prayed for that house. Come on, somebody. I remember a time when $1,000 would change my life. It won't even pay the mortgage today, somebody. It's his promise, so it's his plan. Amen. See, I came to realize most of the time that what Abraham realized in Genesis 22 is that it's not for me to figure out how he gonna do what he gonna do. But if you told me, somebody gonna hear me in a minute, in chapter 17, I'm gonna be the father of many nations, it's gonna be hard to do that without a child. Y'all miss it. Yeah. If it's his promise, his plan. Some of us have management frustration when you only had supervisor do this. I think it's on.
It's on, Pastor.
You have been frustrated at a God level as if you were God. You trying to figure out how God is going to do the next thing, how he's going to fix it. But he told you to walk. Watch this, y'all. He says, sacrifice your son on a mountain that I'm going to show you, but just start walking. How many of us have stayed at home because you didn't want to walk? I ain't moving. That couldn't be God. I know what God told me. He told me I was going to be the father of many nations. Well, he told you to go get up on the mountain. Well, I don't know if that was him. Well, how you know it was him the first time? Well, it sounded like him. Well, did it sound like him the second? His voice seemed familiar, but what he said didn't make sense. Because some of us, watch this, y'all, get intelligently crazy.
Because you let the promise get closer to you than your partnership with him.
Wow.
You came to church, laid at the altar, cried and prayed and prayed and cried for a job, and then put on an application. You free on Sunday morning.
My Lord.
Mm-hmm. You walking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If it's his promise, got to be in his plan. We holler it all the time, y'all. What God has for me is for me. But then we start conniving and manipulating. Take your son. I'm not making sense, somebody. Take your son. Abraham. The one you love. Kill him.
Jesus.
Wake up. Let's do 30 days of fasting. Come on, y'all.
Yes.
Because I just finished reading 21 days of new habits, and I'm praying for a new thing. Y'all know let's throw it in the atmosphere and see if it. Y'all ain't came to talk to me today. If it's his promise, it's his plans. We say stuff like this, y'all. That God's got a blessing with my name on it. But then treat everybody like you got to sneak and steal what's yours.
That's true.
If he says it, take your son, your only son. Watch this, y'all. We quote the scripture. Your ways are not my ways. My thoughts are not my thoughts. Your thoughts are above mine. Watch this. But then we put his will under us.
Yeah.
God, if you want me to kill him, he got to go. Because you gave me him. If he is the promise, you can get him back up. Ooh-wee. How do you know, preacher? Because I've seen people that became dead to me do more on the other side with me than they did while they was with me. Dead to me. They still was breathing, inhaling, exhaling, but they was dead to me. I don't know what they doing. I had no idea, had no care in the world, but they was gone from me. And people that I thought I could never live without, God came clumsily and threw them smooth out of my life. It was folks I thought I'd be with forever. I don't want to take their call to this moment. Because guess what? His promise is never tied to somebody that left. I'm going to make you a father of many nations. It might not be through you, Isaac. Isaac, get your lunch. I'm old, so get this wood. Boy, y'all from the preachers with me today. And Isaac, I need you to carry the wood with me, because we got to go. Why? Because God said go. His promise. His plan. Watch this, y'all. Verse 8 says this. Verse 7. Let's talk about verse 7. Isaac is everything natural to us. Come on, y'all. Isaac had to let us in him.
Yeah.
How you know? Because in verse 7, Isaac said, wait a minute.
Hold up.
Bible says, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father? Yes, son? I'm in verse 7. If you got your Bible open, it's right here. The fire and the wood is here. But where is the lamb of the burnt offering? It's right here in verse 8. My second point is right here in verse 8. He provides before he reveals. Verse 8, Adam answers, God himself will provide a lamb for the burnt offering, my son. It's not a lie, y'all, because God provided me you. Y'all missed it. Some of us take things that God has given us and act like it's our stuff. You say it all the time. You ain't going to eat that in my car. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're going to tear my house. Don't pay them people for 3 months and see how much of yours. He provides before he reveals. Watch this. Quit trying to answer questions above your pay grade. See, how do you know it's only a test? Because I don't even know how he gonna fix it.
Taj, I ain't seen him. I don't know where he at. I ain't seen, don't know nothing. I'm just talking. I'm just here telling you. And see, guess what? So what I don't know, I have to focus on some stuff I do know. Well, some stuff I know, he's always provided a way.
Yes, yes.
Well, this ain't the first situation I've been in. Yeah. No, I didn't have my back up against the wall before. Yeah. No, I didn't sit on that pew before. No, I didn't cry before. You ain't the first person to walk out on me. You ain't gonna be the last. Guess what? I built up some resilience. I thought I was down before. So Isaac, I know that your question makes sense. I was wondering the same thing at the house. But in the meantime, what I got was some strength out of some stuff that I did know. Because I can't focus on what I don't know, because then I go crazy. So what I don't know, I don't know. If you ask me, what we gonna do? I don't know. But how I know? He gonna provide. How you know he gonna provide? Because guess what he said before I left the house?
Yeah.
Y'all don't want to shout at me.
He provides before he reveals. See, the issue is new to you.
That's good. That's good.
He's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
See, most of us panic when stuff go crazy. But God says, I know I was there the whole time. While you was going up one side, I had a ram going up on the other. No, you couldn't see the ram. You didn't need to see the ram. You might have killed him for lunch and you'd have missed your blessing.
My God.
I need to talk to two or three people that got their living life with their eyes open, and you need to close your eyes because you're seeing too much.
Yeah.
How do you know you're seeing too much? Because the Bible says that you walk by faith and not by sight. You need to close your eyes. I see it ain't going to work. You need to close your eyes. You're looking in the wrong direction. I see it ain't going to make no sense. You need to quit doing that because I'm walking by faith. What is faith walking? It means that I don't see what I'm looking at ain't what I want to see, and I'm going to close my eyes until it changes. See, what do you do with what's in your hand when what's in your head? You just keep working with it until it turns around. Isaac, I don't know what he's going to do, but until we get up there and start the fire, we're going to have to figure something out. Because he told me what to do, but I don't know.
I don't know how we're going to do what he's going to do. Focus.
The answer is always in the plan. Abraham, take your son, your only son,
whom
you love, Isaac. Why? Ooh, I'm gonna free two or three people right now. But Ishmael is alive, because Ishmael was older than Isaac. So why would God say, take your son, your only son? Because Ishmael wasn't being taken care of by Abraham. Oh, I need two or three people that's claiming some stuff you ain't taking care of. That you can't hold on to. That you don't provide for. Yeah, y'all thought that was just an angry woman thing. No. That's reality. God says you can't even claim him. But he's going to carry your blessing because he got your blood.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Y'all don't want it. Okay, let me get off of that. I almost went to the CPS courtroom. Having all the answers leaves the mystery of God out of it. What that mean? If you know it all, it ain't God. You knew every step, everything. That wasn't God. That was you. You don't need God if you're doing it all. I know after this and that, and in my 5 year, if your 5 year plan looked like what it did 5 years ago, then that wasn't God. No, because my 5 years, my plan didn't include victory at all. I'm being Angleton. I wasn't coming back to Angleton.
Amen.
I'm free. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No longer bound, no more.
My soul is resting. It was just
Praise the Lord.
Tell the truth.
I was coming back to visit.
Yeah.
God said, no. I let you go up there so you can bring something back.
Come on.
Watch this, y'all. Because he provides before he reveals.
Yes.
So right when I got ready to say, well, if it don't work, I know it ain't him. He had already provided people that said, if you're going to start, we're going to be here.
Yeah.
We right here with you.
All right.
Know what other church we're going to go to? You right here. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, look here. Abraham. It's the fire. It's the wood. Only thing we missing is the sacrifice. God himself will provide.
Yes.
First thing is his promise. It's his promise, it's his plan. Second thing, he provides before he reveals. Ooh, this is the third one. This is the hard one for saved people in the room. I know y'all ain't gonna want to hear this. Watch this. Hear his voice when he speaks. Yeah, I know you thought it was going to be something different, but that's I'm going to dig into it. Give me a second. I'm going to upset you in a second. Verse 11 says this, but the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven. Let's go back to verse 10, because y'all gonna make me upset. Let's go all the way to 8 and then go down to 11. Can we walk it for a second? Because I don't want you to think I'm making this up. I want you to understand it's in the Bible if you didn't tear that. Verse 8, Abraham answered, God himself will provide a lamb for burnt offering, my son. Verse 9, my son, and the two of them went on together. Understand, Isaac stopped walking until he had an answer, because this ain't adding up. You might have lost your mind. Verse 9, when they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood, and he brought his son Isaac and laid him on top of the wood. This ain't Isaac's first service. He know what's going to happen. Ooh, I need you to hear me. At some point in your life, you're going to have to get to a place that people that's stronger than you are going to have to be willing to submit to you that you heard what you heard. What are you talking about? Spiritually, we've preached this and nobody paid attention to the fact that Isaac is stronger than Abraham.
Right. Yeah.
Isaac is 20-something years old. Abraham 100 and something. If Isaac went down, it's because Isaac wanted.
That's right.
Okay. And they reached a place. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out for his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Verse 11. That's why we put it right here. Hear his voice when he speaks. Verse 11. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Here am I, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy. He said, do not do anything to him. Now I know you fear God because of what you, watch this, have not withheld from me, your son, your only son. Watch this, y'all. Hear his voice when he speaks. Sometimes we get so caught up on what he's saying, you miss what he's saying. No, because in verse 1, I heard him tell me.
Yeah.
Y'all know how we do. No, God showed me. I'm going to tell you. That's why I say it's for church people, because unsaved people ready to do something different. They just they unbiased to the, I'm not even unsaved. New generation church.
Yeah.
They ready for a new move.
Yeah.
You say we wearing shorts, let's wear shorts. But the people that's been here for so long gonna tell you where he was. But you gonna fool around and kill him talking about what he said.
Yeah.
You come back having to explain to Sarah. Not why he smell like smoke, but why that boy. Now you got to plan a funeral. Because I heard somebody call my name. I answered, but they wasn't talking about what I heard God say when I heard him say it at the house. Woo! I'm finna mess you up. Because my comfort zone was at the house.
Right.
And when I finally got up and started moving from the house, now over here you're going to tell me you're doing something different. You're doing too much. Don't spend so much time focusing on what you had to go through that you miss the provisions for the plan. Watch this, y'all. You heard the test and thought it was the plan. Y'all with me? Because you thought the plan was to kill your son. That was the test. The plan was to see, would you do it?
Yes. Yeah.
Pastor, I give. I ain't tired of it. Tired. Every week? Off of every increase? It was a test. What was the test? Will you trust me? Will you love me? Will you adore me? Will you appreciate me? See, his word is as true as it was before you woke up that morning. Are you willing to trust God at your lowest points in your life? Are you willing to trust God when you feel like your back is against the wall and people have turned their backs on you? Are you willing to trust God when it seems like you are at the end of your rope and you say, you know what? I don't know how I'm going to make it out. Y'all, can I explain something to you that I seen in this text that I never saw before? Why the angel had to talk after Isaac saw the knife? You couldn't have stopped us when we was lighting fire. Well, now I got something to explain to him. No, if we was just lighting fires, we'd be fine. So now I got to tell him we left the house. Ain't it like God to mess up your home? Watch this, y'all. Most of the time, we leave life and tell us foolishness. What's the foolishness we tell ourselves? Can we trust God? The true question is, can God trust us? Because we got some stuff from him and then start saying it was ours. I was trying to think of the best example. I was trying my best to think of an example of stuff that people do that with cell phone chargers. You ever let somebody borrow your phone charger? And they phone charger, and you look at your phone and say, can I have my charger back? And they look at you indignant and ask you, how much percent you have?
With your charge.
And you mad because that's my charger.
Make it plain.
That's how God look at us.
That's good, sir.
Because you was looking for something from him you didn't have that would have kept your life being easier.
Right.
And he peeked down from heaven and said, here you go. And a little bit later he says, just give it back. And you look at him and say, what percentage you are? How bad you need it? Because I'm enjoying it more than you. Y'all, and the worst thing in the world you can do is get up and grab your stuff and leave. What they charge them. Because you get home and find out they name on the charger. And they got a crack in the charger. And it was only good when you bent the card the right way. And now you sitting here with trouble trying to hang and charge your phone at a 33.5 degree angle. Because you got somebody else's stuff. And the test wasn't that you didn't need to charge your phone or that your phone wasn't dying. The problem is you got somebody else's stuff. And the only reason they work at that angle, because at their house, that's how they charge their phone at that angle. And it didn't bother them, and you trying to figure out, how do you get out of this, preacher? I'm just trying to tell you, don't fail the test. Because failing the test will always have you walking around with stolen goods.
Stolen goods.
Take your